Open your Bibles two places in the scripture, book of Genesis, the book of Genesis chapter 19 and the Gospel of Luke chapter 9. So if you'd turn to those two places, we ought to be good. And between the two of them, we'll figure out something to say, all right? I did talk to Brother Whitaker this week, yesterday. Spent about 20 minutes on the phone with him. He said, tell everybody they're doing good. Church is doing well, and they're just having a good time. So we're glad of that, and church's things are going well. He was a little bit down. He married off his daughter last week. So he told me, he said, yeah, we're getting a little bit of the empty nest syndrome around my house. He did tell me this. He said, it's twice as hard to give your daughter away in marriage than it is to marry your son and get him married off. He said, you know, said my son is almost like going, we can do without you anyway, you know. But it's a little bit different with that daughter. So I understand how that is, all right. I still bear grudge against Ben, really. So, but I've tried to make peace with him about it, you know. It's good to have them in the service tonight. Appreciate him playing the piano. You pray for Mrs. Noble. She is supposed to come back tomorrow from Florida. So you pray she'll get back safely if you would. I hope you'll do that. All right. Genesis chapter 19. If you're there, all right. Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. The Bible said, and while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. I want you to remember those verses, especially that part there where it says, look not behind thee, all right? Look not behind thee. Then, if you will, in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Looking back there in Genesis chapter 19 got Lot's wife a great deal of notoriety that she didn't want, at least not the way it came, all right? We're familiar with that, how she looked back after the angel of the Lord said, don't look back. But she did, and the Bible said God turned her into a pillar of salt. And then in Luke chapter 9, the Lord Jesus Christ lets us know that the individual who's yoked up to do some work wasn't fit for it if he looked back after he got yoked up. Now, all that being said, I admit that from time to time, I enjoy taking a look back. You know, get to this time of year, and it often causes me to kind of take a backward look at the year and what's happened and what's going on, and consider the good times. Also consider the bad times. Think about the successes, and think about the failures. And then I get to the end of the year without remembering those that have gone on to glory in this year, all right? And I'm glad there hadn't been a whole lot of folks out of our church that have gone to heaven this year. I want you to go to heaven, but I don't want you to go. I want us all to go together, all right? I don't want us to go one at a time, but that the Lord's in control of that. So I think about that, always do, and there's some good things about looking back. There's some good things. Looking back, for instance, helps you, hopefully, to not make the same mistakes over. All right, it's good to look back. You realize, hey, I made some mistakes, I did the wrong thing, or maybe did it the wrong way, whatever, and so it's good to look back. Obviously, at least I hope it's obvious, that we ought to learn from our mistakes. Don't want to just keep repeating them over and over. And so if we can't learn from them if we forget about them, all right? So I want you to all just stand up tonight and confess all the mistakes you... No, I don't want you to do that, all right? Look back and take a look. Okay, I made some mistakes this year. Hey, did you learn from those mistakes? Did you learn? Did you benefit from it? Good to look back if you can benefit from the mistakes you've made. Good to look back on them. On the other hand, or again, I look back so can work to do the job better. Not necessarily you messed up, you maybe didn't do a lousy job, didn't do anything wrong, but sometimes helps to look back and say, man, here and there, I still could have done better than I did, all right? That's a good thing to do, good thing to examine your life and look back on those things, say, hey, there were some things that I did, it worked out okay, but man, probably if I'd have done this, or I'd have changed that way, it could have helped. I could have done a better job. And could have just made a better attempt at it. So for that reason, sometimes good to look back and take a look at some things. And then I think it's always good for us to look back and to remember the blessing of God. Remember His blessing and to be thankful for them. Always need to recognize and remember the goodness of God. Yeah, ever stop and just think about how good God's been to you. In the midst of troubles, in the midst of struggles, in the midst of problems, you can still look back and see the hand of God. God's been good. God's been good. And it's good to look back for that reason, you know. Hey, He's been far better to us than we deserve, hands down, without a doubt. He's been just good to us. Good to look back on that. Good to look back on those kind of things. You say, well, all right, then why the Lord say so much about not looking back? So what's the reason, all right? I think there's several things. Just try to help you tonight. Not here tonight chew anybody out. Number one, it's easy to live in the past. It's easy to live in the past. Now, if your past is not very long, it's not easy for you to live in the past. I mean, my grandson, 9 years old? He didn't have enough past to live in it, all right? Kids only live in the present, all right? But the more years you have behind you, the easier it is to, if you're not careful, it's easy to live in the past, all right? And sometimes you don't have to be, I don't want you to think, well, you got to be real old before you live in the past. No, a lot of people live in the past and because they get content to rest on, if you will, on their laurels, all right? To rest, hey, I did something really good, and I'm just going to rest on that, and that was it. Or maybe that was a high water mark. I think of people hunting. My cousin's son killed probably the best deer that he ever killed when he was just a young teenager. So the rest of your life, you're trying to top it, okay? Well, I've still got plenty of room to work, all right? I mean, so I've never done that. Biggest fish? Nope, didn't catch it when I was little. But some people, if you're not careful, it's easy to live in that past. You think back and say, boy, I had that great success. I made a great accomplishment. Then I did that back under, maybe that's 5 years ago, 10, 20. If you're not careful, you live in that past. You get to looking back on it, and that's all it is. You're living in that past. Now, I'm a lover of history, so obviously I do a lot of thinking about the past, all right? And I look back, and I think of people I've known that are no longer here. My favorite preachers are all in heaven. They're all in heaven. All my favorite preachers in heaven. Almost all my favorite singers are in heaven. All right? So, if you're not careful, you get to dwelling on that. I've taped off music, and I taped off an album or two a couple weeks ago of these. They were made in 1954. And I thought, my soul, that's been a long time. But I like that music. Your quartet singing, all right? I really like it. But hey, we don't want to live in the past. Don't want to live in the past. I think that's one of the reasons the Lord tells us, hey, don't keep looking behind you. Why? Because it's easy. Hey, you made a great success then, wonderful, but what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Well, I'm just existing. Number two, our focus needs to be on the future. Our focus needs to be on the future. You say, preacher, maybe that's easy for you to say. No, it's really not, because I realize I got a lot more past than I do future here. Here. Understand what I'm saying? I've already lived a lot more years than I will live here. But our focus still needs to be on the future. The past may have been good, or it may have been miserable. It may have been really tough. But I'll be honest with you, whether it was good or bad, we can't do a cotton-picking thing about either one of them if it's in the past. We can't go back. We can't retool it. We can't change it. All right? It's done. It's over. Hey, if you messed up, you need to ask forgiveness. You can ask for forgiveness. You ought to do that, but you can't change what you did. It's in the past, all right? There's absolutely no benefit to be derived from dwelling on your mistakes. Some people can't overcome their past. They dwell on that past because they messed up so bad. Don't let your past destroy the future. All right? But that happens if you dwell on it and it was miserable and there were great problems. I heard on the news this week, I don't remember if it was yesterday morning. I have a habit now. When I wake up in the morning, I turn on my TV to listen to the radio. All right? And I go and listen to a radio station, and they were talking about this fellow, or maybe there's two of them, but I know at least there's one guy, released from prison after spending 42 years behind bars for a crime he didn't do. 42 years. You know, I think about that, and here's a guy getting out of prison. He's at least 60. And what's that? You know, I can't imagine. I can't conceive of what that is. But if he's wise, he's not going to spend his life bitter what's left about what happened then. All right? Terrible thing to have happen to you. But it'll destroy the rest of his life if he's not careful. You can let now through no fault of his own, all right? But sometimes we make the mistakes, we mess up, we make a miserable failure, and we never do anything else because we say, well, I'm not willing to try. I tried it once and I made a mess. I'm not going to do it again. Look, that's the past. Our focus, that'll get your attention, won't it? Our focus doesn't need to be on the past. It needs to be on the future, all right? And I believe that's one of the reasons the Lord tells, hey, forget the past, all right? Hey, if you put your hand to the plow, don't turn around and look at the back, all right? I cannot change the past. You cannot change the past. But can I say this to you? You can do something about your future. You can do something about your future. The decisions you make now will affect what's happening ahead. The decisions you make now can affect what's coming. You just have to decide, all right, I need to do it. I need to make some decisions. I'd like to change some things, all right? Then, hey, we can work on that future. That's what I'm saying. Our focus needs to be future. It needs to be forward. Well, but preacher, you don't know what a mess I made. It doesn't matter. Because it's done. Go on. Well, preacher, I'd like to tell you about how great a thing and all that. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad. But wait a minute. What's going to happen now? What are you going to do from here on out? What are you going to do from here on out? I sometimes look back at some people I went to high school with, and they were super popular in high school, you know, and they did all the stuff that all the popular folks did in high school. And I've wondered, what have you done since then? A lot of times people, they wind up living in that past, you know. Man, I was the cheerleader, or I was the football star. Well, wonderful. Good for you. But what have you done since then? Well, I've been telling people how good I used to be. Well, that doesn't benefit you or them, either one, all right? Hey, our focus needs to be out there in the future. I may have made a terrible mess in the past, but I don't have to do it again. You say, well, man, this year it was a disaster. Okay, fine. But boy, there's only a few days left. This year's nearly done. You don't have to do that next year. You just don't have to do it, all right? Be careful about this business of looking back, all right? The Bible warns us about it. Hey, we no longer have the past except in memory. And I've noticed the way we remember things doesn't always match up with the way it really was, right? Isn't it a good thing if those memories are old enough, you can tool them a little bit? You can adjust them some. And I've heard people telling about past things, and I've seen other ones look at them and say, well, I don't remember it like that. I've talked to kids in school that been in school years and years ago, and they say, you remember this? And I'll tell them, nope. I don't remember. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I don't remember that. A lot of kids, they'll come, a lot of kids that were in school, they're no longer kids, all right? But they'll come back and they'll talk about this, something they did bad or wrong. And I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I didn't try to remember what you did wrong. That's not my goal. I wasn't interested in remembering what you did wrong, so every time we meet, I can come up and drag it up again. Well, I'm not going to do that. How senseless it is, all right? That's what we have of the past. We have a memory, all right? It's the future, though, that gives us the opportunity to do something good and great. Not the past, past done. Stay focused on what's ahead and stay focused on those plans and those desires for the future to do a great job for God. Do something for Him. The focus out there, well, I've never done it before. Well, that doesn't mean you can't. It means you never have. But you can. You can dead sure try, you know. We can give it that effort, all right. We can do it. You can't. There's a lot of things you can't do looking back. All right? Can't do. Would you go back there to Luke chapter 9? I just want to look there again at the verse and just about three thoughts or so, and we're going to be through. All right? And then notice what the Lord said to us there in verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You said, why? Well, one reason is you can't plow straight looking back. You can't do it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've plowed, all right? You can't do it. Used to mowing the school property down there. Man, there's some big, long stretches. And what I'd try to do sometimes is I'd try to say, okay, I'm going to see how straight I can mow right across here. And I would try to focus on some point out yonder. There I am. I'm riding the mower, you know, whatever, and focus on it. You get all the way across and turn around and look back. You ever done that? I'm going to tell you, most of the time you look back and you go, holy cow, that's pitiful, and I was looking ahead. Man, I'll tell you, you can barely mow that straight line. It's tough enough to do it when you're looking ahead. It's impossible if you're looking back. It's absolutely impossible. The Lord's saying here, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back, you'll never get the job done right. You'll never get the job done right. He said, that guy's not fit for the kingdom of God. Why? Because I believe the thought there is looking back wistfully and saying, well, if I wasn't doing this, I could be doing that. Oh, yeah. I believe Ms. Lott, when she looked back, it wasn't say, I want to see how tall the flames are. She looked back and said, boy, I'm going to miss that. All right? Looking back, you can't get the job done out here. When you're looking back, doesn't matter who you are. You can't plow straight looking back. I'll be honest with you, you can't walk straight looking back. You ever tried? I've seen kids do some dumb things. You know, they'll turn around. I've seen them walking backwards, you know, looking this intentionally walking backwards. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's not going to come out good. It's just not going to come out good. And you can't do it. You can't look this way and walk straight. If you've ever tried it, you can't look this way and drive straight. To be honest with you, you can't even look that way and drive straight. You'll wind up in the ditch. Or you'll wind up with your headlight meeting somebody else's headlight. You just can't do it, all right? It's impossible for us to do it. Now, I want you to think about a few verses. Psalm 5, verse 8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way crooked before my face." Now, how many of you believe that's what it says? No, it's make my way straight. Make my way straight. Hey, look, if you will, over in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Yeah, just take a look at what the Bible says. Sometimes you say, well, I don't know why I'm so worried about going straight. Well, because of what the Bible says, all right? Proverbs chapter 4. And I want you to look in verse 25. Proverbs 4, verse 25. Here's what the Word of God says to us, all right? Verse 25, Proverbs 4. "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee." Straight before thee. Hey, the Bible has a lot to say about headed straight. Okay? We're not to walk that crooked path. We're to walk the straight path. Well, you can't do that looking back. You can't do it. If it's your life trying to live for God and you're trying to get out of the sin, the old habits, the bad habits you made, you can't walk that straight line looking back and saying, well, I'm going to miss them days. No, you'll make a mess of these days. You can't do it looking back. He said, well, why is it so important, this straight business? Well, look in Matthew chapter 3, would you? Matthew chapter 3. There's a reason, all right? Matthew chapter 3, this is talking about a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ. But in verse 3, it says this, "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths," there's that word, "straight." Straight. Make his path straight. Why? Listen, that's the way the Lord's ways are. God's way is the straight way. That's the way we ought to be walking in. We can't do it looking back. Okay? You can't do it looking back. If you try it, you're going to make a miserable failure. Don't let that happen to you, okay? Don't let that happen to you. You say, well, I can't help it. Well, sure you can. You control those eyes. They don't just look wherever they want to. You do it. Kids in school got a habit of rolling their eyes sometimes when you get after them. You know, they'll do that. And that's an irritating thing from the teacher's perspective, all right? Don't roll them eyes. If I did that to my dad or my mom, they rattled. After I rolled them, they'd rattle around a little while because what happened, all right? Hey, don't, you know, we've got a straight path. God calls us to walk that straight path. What is over in Isaiah or Jeremiah where he said you hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Walk ye in it. That way is a straight way. Not a crooked way. It's a straight way. And that's the way we need to be. But you can't do that looking back. Can't walk that straight way looking back. I don't care if you're looking back and thinking, oh, man, it's probably going to work out the way it did before. As a failure back, you quit worrying about back yonder. Concentrate on now. Concentrate on right now. Getting it right. Years ago, some of you may remember, we had the Wills family sing for us, but we had the service down at the ball field. And I went to get a trailer to put a piano on that trailer and take the trailer down there with the piano on it. And they were going to stand on that trailer and sing. The piano was there, and then I was going to stand on that trailer and preach from that trailer. So I went over, had a good friend, Mr. Williamson, run Williamson Tire Company, over in on Northeast 28th Street. And so he had trailers, and he rented, so I borrowed a trailer from him. And, man, I went to get it, and it was lined up. You had to go through a gate, and that trailer was backed up here with in the middle of a whole bunch of other ones. Well, I picked it up, but it did cross my mind, I'm going to have to bring that back. And I'm going to have to put it in that slot. That's where he's going. He told me, yeah, just get it there. When you get through, bring it back. Put it back where you got it. I dreaded that for a long time. And I remember I had it hooked up, and I went over there, pulled up. And I thought, boy, it's going to be a disaster. I know, because I can't back a trailer up worth a flip, all right? And so I started backing up, put it in there perfect without having to correct one time. I did so good, I wish you'd have been there to see it, all right? But it was, you know, it was only the help of God, all right, to back that thing in there straight when you got to go at it crooked if you ever backed anything, all right? Hey, I look back, and I can say, well, I'll be able to back up any trailer now. I remember then I did a good job. Nah, that didn't change what's happened since then. That was an accident, or it was just the hand of God with me, all right? You know, but, hey, we can't do it straight looking back. You can't live a straight life serving God, walking the path God wants you to walk if you're looking back. You can't do it. One of the reasons you can't do it, because you can't see to avoid the obstacles if you're looking back. You're looking back, you can't see to avoid the obstacles that are coming. You're going to have some obstacles in life. I don't care if it's this year, next year, 2 years, 5 years. There's going to be obstacles. I wish I could stand here and tell you, don't worry about it. If you get in with the Lord and follow Him, everything's going to be smooth sailing. I could say that, but that'd be not true. Because there's going to be some obstacles. There's going to be some things you're going to have trouble with. Now, you need to see those obstacles. I was driving on the freeway this week, driving along, and I saw this big old piece of rubber off of a tire. And so I had to wait a little bit while this car's coming so I could jig over, get in his lane a little bit. And there was a car pretty close behind me. And so I waited, whooped over there. And then you should have seen what he did try to keep from hitting that. Because he couldn't see it down the road the way I could. I knew it was there. I don't know if you ever had that experience. You'd be driving along, all of a sudden the guy in front of you moves over and you go, ah, look what's there, all right? Hey, it's best if you can see down the road, but you can't see it if you're looking back. You're not going to see anything. You're just not going to do it. There's obstacles. You need to avoid them. You can't avoid them if you don't see them. You just need to see them soon enough. You need to see them so you can make the adjustment in your life so you can avoid that obstacle. But you cannot do it looking back. Can't do it looking back. You've heard me mention several times, I enjoy reading Lewis L'Amour Western novels. And in several of them over the years, he would say something like this. This character in the book was riding along through, you know, this wide open spaces in the wilderness. And he said he had stopped and looked back. He said things really look different after you pass and you look that way than they did coming. And he said, so it's good to turn around and look. He said, oftentimes people never did that and they're coming back and they're trying to retrace and they get lost. You said, well, what about that, preacher? Don't we need to look back to it? No. Because you and I aren't supposed to go back. We're not supposed to go back. We're supposed to go forward. Hey, we're headed to a better country. You got something to look forward to. We need to keep looking ahead. We don't need to look back. Yeah, but what if you have to go back? Well, don't go back. That's where people get in a mess trying to go back. Don't go back. You're out of that. You're not supposed to go back. We're supposed to go forward. Why? Because what we're doing, Paul said it this way. He said, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And it's always advance. God's directive for you and I has always been forward. Forward. I heard a fellow preaching. He said, hey, they talk about having retreats. He said, I don't think we ought to go on a retreat. He said, we ought to go on it in advance. All right, you know. Don't go on a retreat because we're not supposed to retreat. We're supposed to go forward. But you can't do that looking back. You can't do that looking back. Well, preacher, you confuse me. You started out tonight saying sometimes you like to look back. But that looking back should not be, boy, I wish that. That's like the Israelites when they left Egypt. They got into the wilderness and they got to looking back and longing for the leeks and the garlic, the onions of that old country of Egypt. But God said, man, I got something a whole lot better for you. All right? But they got focused on that. And because they focused on the wrong thing, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. They did not have to spend there. They could have gone on. But they're thinking back. They're thinking back. And remember I said sometimes our memory as we look back gets faulty. Those Israelites looked back to Egypt and they remembered some of the food, but they forgot the labor. They forgot the mistreatment that was put upon them. Hey, you be careful about looking back. It's okay to glance back. If something I can fix, I can fix it. Let's fix it. If I can do it better, I'll do it better. But man, I'm not going to spend this next year looking back. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life looking back. I'm going to look ahead because I can't go straight when I'm looking back. God wants you to go straight. He wants you headed in that straight path. Straight path. Hey, don't you be careful. Be careful about looking back. Real careful, would you? Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help us tonight. Lord, help us to be cognizant of the fact that the devil wants to sidetrack us. And Lord, one of those ways, if he can get us looking back, he'll get us messed up. Lord, if he can get us dwelling on the failures in the past and get us convinced I'll never be able to do any better than that, then he'll destroy us. But Lord, at the same time, if we just spend our life looking back on maybe the great successes we had, we'll still destroy us because it'll keep us from doing anything else. Lord, help us to be careful about looking back. Help us, Lord, to realize we need to be focused on what's ahead. There's another day coming. There's another opportunity. Help us to use it, to use it wisely. And Lord, help us stay on that straight path because your ways, your paths are straight. Lord, help us stay focused so we're not looking back. We stumble along the way. No, help us looking ahead. Look up, Lord. Keep us looking that way. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.